How's it going? I'm Jeff Slakey here at Loop Field talking about the Harstein Island Theater Club with two great folks, Barb Hubbard and PJ Hopkins. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Barb, wonderful. You just got done with a performance, right?
Well, I directed Crossing Delancey.
Yeah.
A delightful show.
It was wonderful.
It meant more to me, I think, than people realize because I had participated in a production in Albany, Oregon, starring my best friend as Bubby, and she passed away a couple of years ago. So every time I watch this, towards the end especially, I get a little choked up.
How many people were in the performance? Are they all from Harstein Island? Or I guess this is why we're talking. We have open auditions coming up.
We do. There were five characters in Crossing Delancey. A couple of them were not island residents. One was a brand new person who lived in Tahuya.
Okay.
He heard about it on Nextdoor, I think. Is the name of the
That's
website.
That's like probably the only good thing that has ever come out of that
Nextdoor app. Otherwise, it was pretty much regular theater folk.
Very cool.
Yeah. That's
wonderful.
This upcoming Sunday, PJ, let's bring you into this. Auditions awesome. For You Have the Right to Remain Dead.
Yes. It's actually a murder mystery, and it's a comedy. It's a lot of fun. Audience participation.
Fun.
So get ready to get arrested.
Okay.
Ooh.
So Sunday at 2, and then Tuesday the 23rd at 6, and we'll put that in, of course, in the show notes. What's open? What are they auditioning for?
There are 10 roles,
okay,
ranging from about 18. If you're 16 and you look a little older, it's fine. So a teenager. Up to over 60.
Okay.
It depends. It's a show within a show.
Ah.
So it's a troupe putting on a show, a murder mystery, and it's a lot of fun.
If something goes wrong, it probably did, and
you never know.
I love those types of things.
The audience has to really stay tuned.
And pay attention.
And pay attention because a lot of twists and turns.
The Harstein Island Theater is beautiful. I was actually out there just earlier today, and the historic nature, one, just the beautiful building, two. Yeah. It's got to be a lot of fun to put on a performance out there.
Yes, it is.
Wait a second.
It was wonderful. Her show was fabulous, by the way.
Hesitated, yes, there.
Well,
what happened?
The Harstein Community Hall
is
used by a plethora of groups, not just theater club.
I was out there for the library today.
Yes. Uh-huh. So there's a lot of coordinating of time that needs to happen. But in general, yes, it's an extremely fun place to put on a show, and the audiences appreciate everything.
PJ's been in the arts for a long time, and I've talked to her for years, so let's focus on you for a little bit.
We're sick of
it. We're promoting her audition.
We'll get back to PJ in a second.
Tell me about yourself.
Like, how long have you been around? You grew up here, as we kind of talked before the interview started.
Right. I did grow up, graduated Shelton High School, and I was involved in theater a lot in high school, but I didn't get re-involved until I moved to Oregon in the early 1980s. And I was involved with the Albany Civic Theater down there for over 20 years.
Okay.
And then I moved back to Washington to be closer to my family. And I saw a blurb in the newspaper that the Harstein Island Theater Club had to postpone a show because they couldn't get enough people for the cast.
Yeah.
And I says, hey, I like doing theater. So I went out there and
that's awesome.
Started working with them, and it's been 20 years out at Harstein too.
PJ, what's the audition schedule going to be like? So for folks that are interested, they want to participate, they want to know how often you practice, things like
How often we practice? The practices are going to be usually Sunday afternoons, Tuesday evening, and Thursday evening. We're going to start on the 28th of June, our first reading.
28th of April.
June.
28th of April.
So you guys would be great for this role.
It opens the 29th, so that would be a quick rehearsal.
It's a live read. We're just going for it.
28th of April, and then all the way through, the first performance is the 29th of June.
Okay.
And then it'll go that first weekend, the 29th and 30th of June, and July 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Well, when we get closer to those dates, we'll remind folks that the play is coming.
We'll be back.
But again, on Sunday, this Sunday, and then Tuesday, at the theater hall, at the hall on Harstein Island, right, will be the auditions.
Is somebody... Sunday is at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And Tuesday is at 6:30 p.m. or 6 o'clock p.m. What am I saying?
Do I need a...
6 p.m.
Like a paragraph or a song, or what would I need to have...
No, nothing.
...prepared?
Well, it's not a musical, first of all, so you're off the hook, Jeff, because I know you love to sing. But you don't need anything. Just show up with your beautiful self.
Uh-huh.
If you've ever wanted to be on the stage, no experience necessary. If you've had any kind of performing experience, you play the French horn, I don't care. Just show up. We have parts of the script for you to read from, and it'll be a good time. Fun time had by all. It can go many different ways. If we have an all older cast, then they can play the part, the other part in the show, which is, you know, the show within the show.
Yeah.
They can play that older or younger.
Okay.
You know, some of the parts that say they're for males can be females.
Oh, it's all
or
theater.
Non-binary, whatever,
whatever you want.
You know, we're open here.
That's great.
But
how many different shows are out at the hall every year? It seems like there's quite a few.
There's about three or four.
Right.
Depends on the year.
Mostly three, but sometimes we'll throw in something extra. So.
What an active hall for that community.
Yes.
I mean, you're right. It's a hub for everything.
It really is. And it's a historical building as well.
It sure is.
Yeah. Yeah.
You Have the Right to Remain Dead. Auditions coming up Sunday and Tuesday. We'll put the show notes and the links to that so you can find out more information. And then as the performances get closer into the summer, we'll remind you about that as well. Barb, PJ, nice to talk with you.
So
nice
wonderful,
to talk with you,
Jeff.
Too.
It's a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Oh, it's always good to see you,
PJ.